Hello, I'm Cynthia Ng. You are tuning in to Awani Review. Joining me on the show today is a very special guest. He comes from Dubai. His name is Mohammad Bakar, Deputy Chairman and CEO of GMG. Now, GMG is the owner of all Nike retail outlets in Malaysia and Singapore, and GMG also owns Royal Sporting House here. But those are just two of the over 120 brands in sports, wellness, and health that is under the GMG group. They are predominantly in the Middle East, but they are now in Asia, and they have very big plans. So thank you so much, Mohammad, for spending time to do this interview. I know this is your first TV interview, so I really appreciate you spending time with me.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, GMG, of course, is a household name in the Middle East, but for the Malaysian audience, they know Nike, they know Royal Sporting House, but what is GMG? If you can tell our audience here.
So, GMG, we are a family business. We've been around from 1977. As you clearly mentioned, we are headquartered in Dubai. So my father started this business in the 77, and we come from a very humble beginning. He started from a butchery in Dubai at that time. And since then, we've ventured into a few different verticals. So I know that you're mentioning the sports, but we are a little bit more of sports. We have four main pillars that we operate in. One is being GMG Sports, and we operate in 12 countries, over 58 cities now. We have just about 600 odd stores in terms of sports, and that runs across different banners. And the second part is we have GMG Health, which is we run a distribution and retail a chain of pharmacies out in UAE. The third one, which is more recent and growing rapidly, is GMG Foods, where we manufacture, we distribute, and we retail in the Middle East. The fourth pillar that we run is our logistics arm. So, you know, we move everything. We can move shoes, we can move an equipment, we can move a frozen food, we can move pharmaceuticals.
Okay, I want to get to that, you know, how all these four pillars fit into your big wider ambition. But I want to do focus on GMG. It entered Southeast Asia in 2020 through the acquisition of Royal Sporting House. And then you further expanded your footprint with the acquisition of Nike-only stores in Malaysia and Singapore.
Yeah.
Why is this part of the world, this region, particularly Malaysia, Singapore, so important for GMG?
Well, Southeast Asia as a whole, you know, there is more than half a billion consumers. And very similar to the Middle East, I think these consumers have been underserved for a very long time. And I came here, you know, just before the pandemic, and the quality of retail around was not to what we would expect. And we saw that as an opportunity. Hence, we acquired our RSH stores. And to be fair, to be honest, before acquiring RSH, I visited every single one of store around entire Malaysia. So I've seen Malaysia from end to end.
Okay.
And we shut down a lot more than what we took. And that is with the purpose of to rebuild it. So, you know, any store that did not fit our criteria, and we did not see it fitting to serve the consumer, we've consolidated and we are refocused. We established a huge team, a very talented team, I would say, and we will be growing this business quite extensively.
On that note, you mentioned quality that was not up to what you had liked to see. Can you talk to us a bit about that, and how would we expect RSH to be in the coming years under GMG?
RSH will be closer to you as a customer. So we would like to be connected to our consumers. We would like to be able to talk to them. You know, we would like to bring back sports where, you know, sports should not be only for competing, but even with the pandemic now, health is becoming an extremely important topic and everyone is focusing on health. We would like to be your partners for that. And not only through RSH, today we opened our revamped RSH in Tropicana, but throughout all of the brands that we do. You know, we would like to come in and present and help every consumer to do more sports.
So Mohammad, you make some very interesting decisions. This happened all during the pandemic, 2020 to 2022. At that time, the whole world was under lockdown. retail spending was moved predominantly to e-commerce. Online. Did it not scare you at all at that time?
Not really. You know, for a bit, for a few seconds probably, you know, it made me think when someone told me that we have to shut down our office. That I did not expect. But it never changed. My plans were the same as it was before. You know, we are committed to the consumer. We are committed to the countries that we operate in. We have been talking about Southeast Asia for quite some time. It is the market that, you know, I really believe it will be the future.
There were a lot of talk about how retail would not bounce back to where it was pre-pandemic, but clearly, yeah, as we've seen in our shopping malls, even in Malaysia, people are flocking back to malls, maybe even more than they did before. So, you know, looking at the outlook of retail, yeah, and clearly there are some dark clouds over the horizon, talks about a recession, you know, higher inflation. How do you feel about the market?
Retail has been around for a very, very, very long time. And throughout the years, along with technology that has come in, the format of retailing has changed. You know, we are ultimately serving the consumer. Now, the new word is omni-channel, right? So technically for me, it is still retail. The whole point is how to serve the consumer, whether to serve him in the store, whether to serve him online, whether to give him the option to mix and match. So that is our role to provide to the consumer. But again, retail will be around for another few decades, that's I promise.
What are the key lessons that you have learned so far, you know, when embarking on this transformation journey and to bring a new retail experience to consumers?
Listen more to the consumers, you know. What I've learned is we need to listen. We need to adapt. We need to evolve. We need to change. And you know, something that is working today, it could not work tomorrow.
Yep.
So we need to keep on pushing the boundaries, seeing what's happening in the world, and implement it in retail with the best service.
Okay, talk to us about, you mentioned omni-channel, and how will that be implemented in your strategy for your outlets here?
So we acquired RSH. We've been in the market for almost 2 years now. And we've gone through different waves of the pandemic. More recently, you know, we are more established. Tomorrow we're opening up our APAC HQ in Malaysia, and the team is already set. So now we will start focusing on the .com bit. And once we have our .com channel up and running, then it is just the time of mixing them together.
Okay. Talk to me about your new office, which is going to serve as your APAC headquarters right here in Kuala Lumpur. Number one, why Malaysia? And secondly, talk to us about your plans here in Southeast Asia.
It is our APAC HQ that we have decided to put it here in Malaysia. First of all, Malaysia is a beautiful country, and it has a very interesting pool of talent. What we have been doing is the decision why we've run Malaysia out, our APAC in Malaysia, is because we have a very young consumer. Mm-hmm. So we are serving them across all, and I think it's the best place to be in this region.
Okay, and talk to us how this will drive your expansion in this region.
The market is quite developed, you know, in terms of all of the different malls that we have. Malaysia is, again, it's a very large country, and you know, I think the consumers are hungry, and we need to serve it, and I think it will definitely come back.
Okay, you mentioned young people here. I mean, you're fairly young yourself, so the young people are going to be the flag bearers, you know, when it comes to demand for activewear, for sports retail. So retailers are really trying to crack the code, you know, to keeping the younger generation engaged,
yes,
and interested. Have you figured out what do they want?
Well, they want service. They want product, they want service. If you are able to deliver that, they are with you for the long run. And again, with the Gen Zs coming in, and the world evolving. Everyone is looking for sports. They were looking for them to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. We are no longer talking about suits. They are looking about to be more happy. And we are in that business.
Okay. And do you feel that the pandemic has helped that in some way?
Yes, absolutely. I think the pandemic has helped humanity overall to be more health conscious. And I think that is something which I think it was needed, to mm-hmm. be fair. And people are doing more sports. And when the pandemic happened, we saw that happening and reflecting in our retail and in the stores.
What we're seeing as well in Asia when it comes to retail is a lot of social commerce.
Yes.
People are moving towards live streaming to sell their products. Is that something that you might be looking into?
We are definitely always looking into what is the next trend. We do not see that in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. But I think for Asia, it is definitely a must.
Okay. And just to get your thoughts about what do you think are the innovation that will really change retail in the coming years?
Supply chain, okay. Logistics, technology. These are the three main areas that I think it will change.
Supply chain, of course, has been severely disrupted the past year, especially with the lockdown in China.
Yeah.
Are things back to normal?
Not yet, but it is getting there. I think there has been a lot of improvements. Mm-hmm. We've seen, you know, it was not the pre-pandemic time, but I think things are definitely going back to order. Okay. You know, we've seen that with the prices of supply chain coming down, normalizing.
I do want to talk a bit about you. You come from a very interesting background. You mentioned about your father a bit when he started the business. But under your leadership, I think what GMG is seeing is that you're really taking it to the next level to be a global brand.
Yep.
Talk to us about that ambition.
Sure. Well, my name is Mohammed, as you know. I joined the business. I think my plane landed when I graduated from university. And the next day I started working in the business.
Was it by choice or was it?
It was not by choice. It was definitely not by choice. But I got into the business. And I've took over as a CEO in 2016. What I am doing is quite simple, I would say. I've just taken what my father has built and his vision and taken to another level. So we were very much GCC focused, and my goal and my dream was to see our brands in every major global city, and here we are.
Now, when you talk about brands, we talk at length about sports. There,
yes.
There's food, there's wellness.
Yes. So
and there's four other verticals.
Yeah, yes.
How is that coming all together for you in terms of where you want to bring the GMG brand?
So we are a wellness company as an overall, as a holding company, and everything we do is we try to impact people's life in a better way. So whether through sports, whether through pharmaceuticals, health, whether through food, healthy nutrition, logistics. So these are the things that, you know, we would like to impact people's life to the better. And that is how we do it. And I know we've been talking a lot about sports, but we have quite a lengthy list of brands that we operate in. We have our supermarkets, the French franchisee. I don't know if you know it, Giant. We have Monoprix, we have Franprix. We operate Naturalia, Leader Price. So this is in terms of the FMCG part. In terms of the food, we have Farm Fresh, we have Classic Seafood. We have a list goes on.
So well, my next question definitely would be, are you planning to bring those other brands into Malaysia?
Yes.
Eventually.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Your observation so far, of course, your business have for the past four decades been predominant in the Middle East, and now you're expanding into Asia. What are the differences that you have noticed in terms of, you know, acceptance towards brands, whether local or, you know, you're bringing some fairly new brands in as well?
Yes. So until now, we've not brought in any brand in terms of the food business. So most of the sports business that we operate in Southeast Asia have been around for a very long time. And the consumers know them. So, you know, I really look forward of bringing some of our food brands and our other brands that are not existent in this region. So I really look forward to that. I will tell you about it next time.
Well, hopefully to get you again next time when you launch that. Okay, so you mentioned about, you know, not really wanting to step up to the business initially, but you started at a fairly young age. I'm sure there were a lot of lessons.
It was definitely, that was overall my dream job. This is my dream job, but I just wanted to have the flexibility to implement the right strategy.
And do you have that opportunity to do so now, free reign?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Now, first, growing up, I'm sure you've watched your dad, how he runs his business. You know, what are some of the key lessons that you have learned from him when it comes to money and running a business?
Well, I never work for money. So I actually do not look at money. The most important part is to have the passion for the business. I always tell my team, you know, if you do not like your job, you know, you should quit. This is not a job. This is more of a lifestyle. GMG is a lifestyle. You know, you come in, it's very different environment. Talent, people. Without people, there is no business. So the team is the most important part in any organization. And I am a very firm believer of that. And, you know, I'm very also lucky to have a very powerful and talented team around me.
Well, since you are on a hiring spree for your office in Malaysia, I do have to ask you, for someone that looking at GMG and thinking they would be interested, they are interested, what kind of talent are you looking for?
We have a vast variety of talent. I think, you know, you should definitely check out our website. You know, we have a career part on our website, which is gmg.com/careers. So please, yeah, visit and let us know that we have quite a variety of jobs.
Now, on this show, we have quite a few conversations in the past with second generation leaders of family business. And when you talk about preserving the legacy of family business, there is always, you know, wanting to preserve the values that started by your family before this. At the same time, you know, to innovate. Has that been at any point a struggle for you to weigh how you want to bring your company forward?
Not at all. Not at all. I think what we did a few years back is we put everything in a piece of paper, which is our value system that we believe in and what we chase and what we try to implement across the entire organization. We are a family business, so one of our values is one family. We have the second one is keep evolving, which I told you. The third one is simple is smart. So, you know, we simplify everything. The fourth one is be the change. Mm-hmm. So these are the values that we keep on promoting. And you can see that reflecting in the entire business.
It sounds like you're running the company like a startup.
We are a large startup.
A large startup.
As that, yes.
How do you implement that culture and mindset in a company with over 40 years legacy? I'm sure, you know, it's to impact change requires mindset shift as well.
Yes, so everything is on the table. You know, we discuss everything, whether it is a procedure that we do, whether it is a system that we're trying to implement. We sit down, we negotiate everything, we discuss everything, and we always keep on changing, evolve ourselves. So that's a startup mentality.
I know you're fairly young, but have you thought about the legacy that you want to leave behind?
Yes, definitely. I think about that almost every day. I would like to operating in every major city in the world. I want to operate across the entire 5 continents. So, and we would like to deliver quality and service to our consumers.
Right. And just a couple of final questions about leadership and management. And are there any values or philosophies that is close to your heart?
Yes. Leadership is about listening, you know, is about understanding. And if any leader has the opportunity to actually do that and listen to his team and implement what he believes in, I think that is the best leader. You know, we cannot force in our own opinions every single time. Mm. So.
Okay. One final question about your plans in Malaysia and also in Southeast Asia. So Royal Sporting House is the baby in your group of portfolios in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what's next for GMG in Malaysia in terms of, are you expanding to other verticals or would you be predominantly focused on building this brand here for now?
No, so we are definitely gonna keep on developing RSH in Malaysia. We are bringing in our brand Sanam San Sports, which is opening up very soon. We are venturing into our food business. We're opening up, we're bringing some of our food brands here. So this is just the beginning for us. We are a growth company. We always chase for growth. We will always continue to grow.
Okay. Now, RSH, just one final question, is a brand that is close to a lot of Malaysians. I grew up going to Royal Sporting House. How do you retain that connection at the same time to bring all these changes that you want to bring?
So we are, we revamped the concept, you know, and I think RSH has been around for a very long time. You know, it's a 45-year-old company, and we would like, and maybe somehow in between they lost the ground, the direction. But you know, we would like to bring that in. You know, we would like to reconnect with all of our customers, and you will see more and more of our campaigns, our stores around Malaysia.
If you can use a word to describe the next generation of RSH under GMG, how would you describe it to our Malaysian audience? What can they expect?
We are your sports store. So we would like to be as close to the Malaysians as possible, as ever before.
Okay.
We would like to be with you whenever you are. So to improve your life, to improve your hobbies, we would like to equip you with everything. Mm-hmm. So we are a one-stop shop for.
So Malaysia, Singapore is just the first step.
Yes.
And what about your plans in the region?
Yeah, so we are operating now in Singapore. We operate in Malaysia. We operate in Indonesia. We operate in Hong Kong. So we will definitely keep on expanding.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Muhammad, for spending some time to talk to me. Well, it's been a pleasure. And best of luck with your plans.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolute
so much.
Pleasure.